Welcome back to News Talk 580, 105.9 KMJ. I'm Mark Capitan, and this is Brothers in Law, brought to you by the Capitan Brothers Law Firm. We have been representing accident victims and people in need since 1995. If you've been in an accident, auto accident, car accident, truck accident, you're in trouble, give us a call at 559-498-8000. That's 559-498-8000. We are on the air with the founder of the Three Strikes, Mike Reynolds. Mike, we were in your backyard when we were last talking in the last segment.
Correct.
How were those meetings? Who was there?
Well, a total of about 10 or 11 people. And basically that represented law enforcement. There was representation of the courts. We had three judges there. We also had some people from the school system, and as well as some business folks there. And we tried to get this down to its essence. In the shortest number of words, the simplest to understand law that you could possibly make. Unfortunately, we talked about how complicated laws are here in California. Today, an initiative is virtually undecipherable. I mean, you can't figure out what the heck's in it. This was about a page and a half of total writing, and it conveyed it in both the title as well as the text to the simplest of people that could understand it. Because let's face it, you're trying to have people understand this as to who it's going to be applied to.
Right. Now, but there were recidivism laws at least in history, there's been recidivism laws and stuff. Yeah. What, were you modeling this after some other law, or was this completely developed by you guys?
In history, they went back into the 1800s, and we researched all of the recidivism laws, mm-hmm. including one here in California that had been passed some 10, 12 years prior. And it basically prescribed a life without parole for three-time offenders. But when the devil was in the details, that offender had so many hurdles that he would have had to jump through that it only applied to four offenders per year in the state of California. Now, four offenders per year isn't going to clean up this block, let alone the state of California.
Right.
So it was desperately important that we make this apply at an earlier point when these offenders needed to be straightened out and prior to the point where there was virtually nothing else that could be done but locking them up. And probably the most efficient part of this law is it cranks up on the second strike, not the third.
Right.
The third's the throwaway, the key. The second strike doubled the time. It made total sense, and it was easy to understand, and with a simple title, like three strikes and you're out, everybody could understand.
Had that ever been used, that term? That three strikes in a row?
Not to my knowledge, not for this kind of a law. Yeah. And we considered other titles, the street sweeper. I mean, we had a whole list of them that we were gonna go through. But public safety is the first and primary directive of virtually every civilization since the start of mankind. And it should be the first directive of everybody in our system as far as...
And what kills me is that people don't understand it. I always liken it when I'm in the office, when I have the mothers of these kids that come in. I say, if your son steals out of the cookie jar, you may warn him the first time. The second time, you may slap his hand. And on the third time, are you going to, you know, go back to warning him? And it just seems like a natural progression that you're going to take these offenders who will just never learn. They may, but after, two prior felonies, do you want to risk, again, your daughter, the community?
How many victims do you want to commit to a repeat offender as far as his therapy? And that's what the mentality had historically been.
Right.
What we're saying is you got three options. You can leave the state of California, and let's face it, a lot of them did. They fled our state. Those are the right kind of people, as far as I'm concerned, that I want to leave. The other two options is you can get your life together.
Right.
And the third option is three strikes, and you're going to be incarcerated if you can't get your life together. And you have to be willing to back these laws up. And if you're not willing to carry out the penalties on laws, then they're no longer laws.
Right, right. So now you're in the backyard. You've drafted this legislation. And what's the next step? What do you guys have to do?
Well, we found out that we just simply needed 385,000 signatures registered voters for the state of California to get it onto a ballot. And to get that many, certainly we used every device possible to try to get people to collect these signatures through volunteer basis. And we used unique devices like putting the petitions in the various newspapers throughout the valley. We were able to collect about 200,000 signatures here in the Central Valley over the course of the campaign, which was record. I mean, doctor's offices, everybody had these petitions out and were sending them back to us, which was wonderful. But at some point, we had to raise the money to get the balance of these signatures. Right. And that was the big trick. We were able to do it. Very frankly, a lot of the people here in Fresno helped us.
Right.
We went out on a limb. I mean, we literally put all of our savings into it. I mean, it was like we may fall on our sword on this, but I felt like it was there's anything that we're ever going to put our lives toward in terms of a substantive difference to the quality of life in not only our community, but our state, this would be our one opportunity. Knowing opportunity and the timing on this is absolutely critical. You have to move when the iron is hot, as they say, but it had to move, and it had to move like right now.
And like you said, it was a confluence of events that were occurring in California.
Yes.
And so now you have the voters potentially on your side, but still, this is California. You had no idea going into this election, right? What was the ballot number? Do you even recall what it was?
Yeah, 187 was the ballot number.
Of course.
You're
now coming towards the election. What's your feeling when you're getting, are you hopeful? Do you think you have the numbers, or do you think this is a long shot?
Well, we had certainly the signatures, number one. We didn't submit 365,000. We submitted 800,000 signatures. We wanted to make sure this thing was glued, screwed, and tattooed.
I wanted to
make sure that there was no long count or any craziness. Then, in addition to that, all of a sudden, the state legislature, which was democratically controlled then, and for that matter is now, suddenly decided that because the polling showed that it would pass, it'd be a good idea for them to try to pass an emergency piece of legislation to put it into law so that it didn't matter whether the initiative passed or not. It wouldn't impact their own personal races.
Right.
So in February of the year that it was on the ballot, that was 94, they passed an emergency bill. It was carried by both the Democrat and Republican, both from Fresno, Jim Costa and Bill Jones. And the two of them were not only the sponsors, but a campaign for it throughout the state. And it passed. It had to pass by at least a two-thirds majority of the state legislature, which was you couldn't get simple majority, let alone two-thirds majority.
Right.
And it did. And it went into law immediately upon the governor's signature. And it required, again, a two-thirds to change it in any way, shape, or form. And that's why it stayed law for so many years.
Right. So did the voters ever get a chance to vote on it?
We felt like, once again, it was necessary to have both a state initiative so the people of the state understood it, as well as the legislature. So not only was it passed legislatively, it's the only law that I ever have heard of in the state of California that also passed through the initiative process simultaneously. I mean, one after the other, it was all in the same year.
So let me ask you, there's been a lot of watering down of all this legislation over the past X amount of years now, including the new Prop 36. Is there a difference between are they both on the books, the voters' legislation and the state's legislation?
Yeah, the three strikes is still there. It's a question of what's called a strike nowadays. They've moved the bar up.
Right, and so we're hoping to get back some of the teeth that the three strikes initially had. I know it's been watered down. We're going to be talking about it in the next segment. We are here today with Mike Reynolds, the founder of Three Strikes. I am Mark Capitan. This is Brothers in Law on News Talk 580, 105.9 KMJ. We'll be right back after this.